with the environment in focus. I'm Tom Pelton.
Good evening, senators. This is a quorum call.
On Monday night, the Maryland Senate voted 45-2 in favor of imposing a 2-year moratorium on allowing any hydraulic fracturing for natural gas in the state. 2 weeks earlier, the state House had voted in favor of a 3-year ban on fracking, which is the process of injecting water and chemicals into shale rock formations to extract oil and gas. It is now likely the two legislative chambers will reach a compromise and impose some sort of a fracking moratorium by the time the session ends on Monday. The big question now is whether Republican Governor Larry Hogan will veto the restrictions on fracking by the Democratic-controlled legislature. Erin Montgomery is the governor's spokeswoman.
Governor Hogan has said before that we're sitting on a wealth of clean natural gas in Western Maryland, and that we do not need years-long moratoriums to complete additional studies. If hydraulic fracturing can be done in an environmentally safe way, then the governor would want to move forward with it.
Some elected officials who want drilling to start in Maryland view a 2-year moratorium as a victory of sorts because it's weaker than the 8-year moratorium that Democrats initially proposed, and a far cry from the permanent bans on fracking imposed recently by New York State and Vermont. Hydraulic fracturing has become common in neighboring Pennsylvania and West Virginia and other states over the last decade, leading to a surge in U.S. oil and gas production and cheaper fuel prices. But fracking has not yet started in Maryland, where some residents object to the noise, traffic, and pollution it brings. Shilpa Joshi is a coordinator with the Chesapeake Climate Action Network.
When an area is setting up a fracking operation, there is a huge spike in truck traffic. As a result, we have a lot of benzene and carbon dioxide that goes into the environment near these areas. Then there's the inevitable pollution from the drilling itself. So there's a spike in air pollution. Many, many chemicals are put into the atmosphere around fracking operations, radium, benzene, lead, known neurotoxins and known carcinogens.
Democratic State Senator Karen Montgomery said Maryland should hold off on any fracking, in part because of new evidence that injecting fracking fluids is causing a spike in earthquakes in Oklahoma.
When you pump in at high pressure some wastewater, or you're pumping in other liquids at high pressure, you will cause some slippage, which subsequently can become an earthquake.
Far more significant for the future of fracking in Maryland than a temporary moratorium is a bill being debated by the General Assembly that would make Maryland the first state to require drilling companies to carry $10 million insurance policies for each well they dig to pay for the cleanup of any wastewater spills or fix any damage to roads or homes they might cause. Republican State Delegate Wendell Beitzel of Western Maryland, who has no problem with a 2-year moratorium, says the insurance requirement would scare away gas drillers and therefore money from his part of the state.
If that bill passes, I really don't see any company coming into Maryland anytime soon to operate.
On the other hand, environmental advocates argue that drillers should be held financially responsible for cleaning up their mess. If the drillers are not willing to open up their wallets and put down money to back up their claims that fracking is harmless, then Maryland should not be willing to open up its land to fracking. With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton.